Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrat, a weekly talk show about the crucial political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the challenges facing everyone.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Cosentino here, Democratic Perspective, on board for another show. We got a really interesting show today. Steve Williamson is out in California doing something. He's not helping anybody except helping himself to beer on the beach, I think, is his goal. But we're here at Democratic Perspective. We've got an interesting show. We're going to talk to a couple of people from Sedona XYZ. We got Marcy Taylor. We got Omar Kenny from Sedona XYZ. Marcy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Omar, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We got Klaus here for some
reason. Good morning.
Klaus is our spiritual advisor.
Flying.
He keeps us. That's right. He helped turn Montana blue, which is pretty...
I don't think that's quite accurate.
Okay. That's never been a big factor in talk radio, accuracy, that is. But he is here. Klaus is here and is our spiritual advisor to keep us on the straight and narrow. But first, we want to get to... What in the heck is Sedona XYZ?
Mike, Sedona XYZ is, we call ourselves a thought leadership group for Sedona's next generation. Basically, it's a group for entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals in generations X, Y, and Z living here in Sedona. Believe it or not, there are some.
Yes, there are.
Quite a few, actually. We have about 200 members in the group. We get about 30 to 40 people at our monthly get-togethers, and we continue to grow.
Wow. Where do you meet?
We meet all over. We try to support local businesses as much as we can, so we have it at a different location every month.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. So I like that you call it a thought leadership group. Certainly thought tanks and that kind of thing has gotten us where we are with, for good and for ill, maybe, in the last 40 years. That's become a powerful thing. There are people talking about this. The name of the show is Democratic Perspective, and there are people talking about doing a democratic thought think tank for this area, a little brain trust in the Sedona Cottonwood area. But that's kind of another thing too. I had this conversation as I told people about this show. Somebody sort of in one of those X, Y, or Z. And she didn't know which one she was in. So do you want to kind of help define that a little bit?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I'll loosely as I understand it. So baby boomers are from 1945 to 1965, and then the generations follow every 20 years from there. So
every
X would be 65 to 85, Y, which is millennials, would be 85 to 2005, and so on. So it's, you know, but... We welcome anyone in the group who's energetic and collaborative, regardless of age. We like people who are energetic and positive and building businesses here.
Sure.
This is an organization that's steered towards what our experience is. And so it's not that we're discriminating against anyone for any reason. It's just we want to set this up in a way that's how we do things in generations X, Y, and Z.
Now, I've been to networking groups, you know, variously in Cottonwood and Sedona. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I worked for the newspaper. I can do my resume right here. How is this different, or is it different, than a networking group that's meeting at Girona in Cottonwood?
I mean, I think that this is only a networking group just in the form and the function of what we're doing. I mean, we're meeting.
Yes.
You know, so you network. But it's not your typical business networking group. We want to help inform members. This is Democratic Perspective.
Yes, sir.
Probably most of the people in Sedona, maybe, are Democrats. Particularly in our age range, I would say that that's the case. But we are specifically nonpartisan.
Right.
Because we want to give people the ability to inform themselves, to know what the issues are, mm-hmm. and speak to those, and not just
So don't XYZ thinks issues are important, thinks political issues are important, and that political issues shape your professional lives and your personal lives. At least they can now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are old enough to remember those halcyon days of yore when both sides seemed to have the kids' best interests at heart or elderly's best interests at heart. Nobody would be stupid enough to cut education. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Lots of people around in this day and age, I can say this, you can't, are stupid enough to cut education, and they're all on the other side. And that's the other thing. It doesn't become... And this is one of my so no XYZ, great. Obviously, I'm trying to get some things going. I'll tell you in a minute. But for me, there isn't another side if the other side is lying. In other words, Obama wasn't a black Muslim, you know. So you can't say, gee, would you rather have a black Muslim than Donald Trump? Well, you can't. That's not another side.
And I mean, there isn't another side to some of those issues, but informing people, here are the facts, and getting together with people that may not think the same way that you do, and having these forums where you can discuss what the issues are and try to come to some conclusion.
There you go.
And I think that that's something that hopefully generations X, Y, and Z are going to be better at than the political
than this
discourse.
Angry boomer on the other microphone.
What are the things you discuss at these forums?
So we've kind of identified four issues that are most important to us. Diversity, both in Sedona, both in terms of economic diversity and cultural diversity. Sustainability, we'd like to see Sedona become an even more walkable, sustainable community.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Diversity,
innovation. You know, I personally don't see why this isn't a mecca from remote workers, and I hope you'll ask me more about that in a little bit. But you know, we think that there's no reason that we can't create an innovation economy here. And then you know, just the community generally, and how we can have an impact on everything from education to creating a bike path, et cetera. So those are kind of our four major pillars. But we have a lot of things that are of interest to us, including schools, which you mentioned earlier.
Let's go to innovation then. Obviously, we've done lots of shows on sustainability over the course of our years on the air, and we'll want to talk about that too. But I do want to get to innovation is innovative to have in a goals list like this.
Well, like I said, you know, it's a relatively expensive place to live here, but not compared to Silicon Valley or Northern California. I mean, we are affordable housing for that area. and there are people moving here every day. I just met a lovely couple over the weekend who moved here. He works for Amazon. And, you know, it seems to me in terms of diversifying the economy, there's a lot of things that we could do that or could think about doing that might have a negative impact on the environment and other things, like if we looked at manufacturing or something like that. But with, you know, trying to brand ourselves as a place for remote workers, it's something that has low impact. We get people to come and stay for a longer period of time rather than just driving through for the day. And frankly, we have a lot of great wisdom in this community in the form of retired CEOs, COOs, CTOs that can really help foster entrepreneurialism and serve as mentors. And
well, that's true. I've noticed that. Certainly, I've lived in the Sedona area I moved here in 1972, and then I moved to Cottonwood years later. But I've always been around. And I spent a lot of time in Sedona. And what you just said, there's, if you hang out, at the airport or many other places, you get this sense that the guy that you were just talking to about the Diamondbacks game, you know, as you say, retired from a, you know, Fortune 500 company or still is consulting, you know, in various places around the globe. And so how do you, and there's also this sense that they would like to be community involved. It's one of the reasons they came to Sedona. They could have gone to other places, but they came here because there's at least some sort of identifiable community here. How do you, you got any ideas on how to get that guy in? Well, maybe sit on XYZ. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, get us together and, you know, have a sizable enough group that people know we exist here and start the dialogue. I think, you know, I think we need co-working spaces here. I think we need, an incubator here in Sedona where people like that can participate. I think there's a lot of things that we can do.
That's great. It's great to know it's that you, there are people thinking that way. I mean, obviously, when I heard about this, I was very excited. You know, I'm saying, oh, you exist. This sort of thing exists. What a really good idea. So we're going to, that one of the steps we're taking today on Democratic Perspective is with Marcy Taylor and Omar Kenney. We are trying to give you guys a little exposure in as much as we possibly can. Cause this is one of the problems. This is, you know, we can't solve a lot of problems by the baby boomer sitting here bitching into the microphone. Although I've certainly been trying the last several years.
We've been doing that.
But,
I like to bitch when I get the opportunity.
There you go. But we can maybe actually solve some problems by getting together and getting, you know, those generations that you mentioned, the XYZ, have just such low turnout, such low involvement in the political thing. You go, Klaus and I are both used to walking into political meetings, planning sessions and being, you know, the youngest people in the room because we didn't come in on a walker, yet. So.
Which I enjoy about Sedona. I'm 44 years old and I'm a baby.
Yeah, in most
of the rooms that I walk into.
Yeah, yeah. I was youth for a long time, but not anymore. And I'm getting there.
Well, and we had a mayoral and council candidate forum this summer, and the makeup of the group in the room looked a lot different than all the others that I followed along on Facebook and otherwise.
What did you just call it? Say it again.
I'm sorry?
You got what
a candidate forum.
Candidate forum,
yeah.
Sedona Council.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And mayors.
And how did the group look different? You mean the attendees?
The attendees, yeah.
Yeah, how did they look different?
The average age was probably 40.
Really?
Yeah. 30, maybe, you know, 35, 40.
How do you explain that?
Because we invited them.
The one of the things, one of the candidates was 28 years old.
Mm-hmm. We left Brock.
Yes.
Say it again.
He's a member of Sedona XYZ now.
Say his name again.
But. Brock Dolinsky.
Brock Dolinsky.
Mm-hmm.
And his lovely wife.
Kathleen Ventura is on our board, yep.
Yeah. Now, not to, you know, talk about the people that aren't here, but they have all these kind of green jobs, and sustainability was like his middle name kind of thing.
They own a company called Sedona Compost, so yeah.
And he has a long-term plan to be in Sedona.
Yeah, right. One of the things I'm
building businesses.
I have talked to him, obviously, but I want to use his example because where it's going, you know, when he planned to move Sedona, he and his wife, it was $1,600 for a two-bedroom house. By the time I got here, it was $2,100 for a two-bedroom house, and now, X number of years later, 2 years later, he's paying $2,600 a month for a two-bedroom house. That's when you're planning your financial life. That's a huge change in a really short time. Is Sedona XYZ got anything to do about housing? We know what happened. We haven't talked much about it on the show. The Sedona Airbnb thing, at least some people credit that for destroying a lot of affordable housing in Sedona. What does XYZ think
about
that?
That's the Arizona Airbnb thing.
Yeah, and I don't think that Airbnb is the sole cause or you know, has destroyed the housing. It's a big topic for us. In the fall, we had a meeting where we had someone who lives in Sedona who's a national expert on the topic speak to our group. We had the mayor there. We had some council people there. We had some city staff there. And we all had a dialogue about it. And, you know, we think that there's an opportunity. We made our comments via letter and in person when they were considering a new landing and zoning use code, which I believe just recently passed. Mm-hmm. It didn't go as far as we would have liked, but they made a lot of progress. There's a lot more flexibility in the code for the staff to, especially in CFAs, to make adjustments where necessary, where it's beneficial to the community.
CFAs.
We talked about, you know, things like dwelling unit equivalents and, you know, there isn't a big stock of 1,200 to 1,600 foot homes in Sedona that are in the 200 to 400,000 range.
There you go.
And what's frustrating to me is that when I hear people talk about affordable housing in the community, there's almost an inherent bias about it that affordable housing means poverty or cultural diversity and that that's a negative thing. And there's a lot of people of, you know, of all ages and races, that would like to have a home in that range in Sedona, but they just don't exist.
The average baby boomer cannot afford a home in Sedona.
Exactly.
The average Generation X or millennial cannot either. So it's,
but what she said is really important. There is this attitude among some, mm-hmm. young and old for that matter, that affordable housing equals some sort of ghettoizing Sedona. And to the point was, I was in a meeting, and this goes back 12 years, where this man was talking about affordable housing, and one of the people getting up to speak against it went through the trouble to bring a boombox and did some mimicking of a stereotype of a particular subculture in America. You can see, I mean, he, and then got up to speak about why he was against the affordable housing plan that was being on, mm-hmm. under discussion for the meeting. I mean, this was offensive to everyone. And yet, for some reason, he thought this would be effective. Maybe it was, to mock African Americans of some way that somehow affordable housing was going to. And it was, I'm just trying to, this is the attitude that you're fighting.
And that's why it's valuable to have a venue where people can come
yes.
and become informed about what's real. And, you know, there's nothing you can say about a person like that.
Yes, you're right.
He's welcome to come and participate in Sedona XYZ. Well, maybe he'll learn something.
Anyway, we're talking to Omar Kenny and Marcy Taylor, a thought leadership group for Sedona's Next Generation, Sedona XYZ, on the radio this morning. Like I said, we are excited. The numbers are coming in from Yavapai County and from all over the country, from all the other states, on the subgroups and how they voted. One of the lowest is, of course, besides your groups, are Hispanic young people, especially in the 30s and 40s, and especially in Yavapai County. I am talking to some people in in Cottonwood, about forming an organization. One of the reasons, so people like me that know that an organization makes things happen, just the fact that Sedona XYZ exists from a political standpoint, regardless, and your nonpartisan stance is even more important, is just, you know, a sigh of relief.
We had somebody from the Verde Valley Women Voters.
League of Women Voters.
League of Women, thank you. Come down and speak to us.
Kathy Kinsella.
You know, I would suggest again, we are nonpartisan. I mean, our membership makes up libertarians, conservatives, Democrats. I mean, it's a very diverse group in that way. The numbers might be skewed more to one side than another. But
Reason has a liberal bias. So, you know.
These days it does.
And so what you're doing is reasonable.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a liberal bias.
Yeah.
In Arizona, libertarians and what they call independents,
mm-hmm.
we can track that, too. The independents were the fastest growing, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. party in Arizona and nationwide in many states, not all of them. So you should scratch an Arizona libertarian, you get an angry Republican. But that's what I used to say. I'm not sure that's true anymore.
Well, it's going to change. I mean,
yeah.
Everything's going to change. This process doesn't carry on exactly as it ever has been. I have a 13-year-old that'll be voting in 5 years.
Yeah,
she's
that's scary.
Small brown girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, how do you think she'll vote?
I got a granddaughter, 16-year-old granddaughter, goes to the Sedona School for the Arts, a small brown girl.
Are you going to allow her to, do you think she's going to vote for the next president? I mean, allow her, but.
That's a good point. Yeah, she'll
I'll bet she will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She'll be, she plays bass guitar in a hip-hop band, so maybe she won't. I don't know, but we want to talk about what happens. Let's say I'm interested. I'm out there listening. I'm driving my car. I'm interested. This sounds like something I can finally get involved in. You guys got a Facebook page? What, can I come to a meeting? What's going on?
Please. So we made it kind of easy. It's SedonaXYZ.com. You can hop on there and sign up for our newsletter, and then you'll receive all of our communications. We have a private Facebook group, so if you want to click on that and join the group, you can see what happens there. But those are the two ways that we communicate the most. We have meetings every month, generally the third Wednesdays with some exceptions. Like I said, they're always in different locations, so check out the website or the Facebook group to figure out where.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, actually. Mm-hmm. I've done that. What happens? I actually get it together enough, mm-hmm. and maybe I get a friend, because going to these things can be scary. Of course, not going.
So not scary.
I'm telling you, and I can tell you, so no XYZers out there that are listening, not scary. Mm-hmm. Marcy's not scary.
Look at this smile.
Omar's not scary at all. But just in case, what happens? I walk into the back room of a restaurant. I don't know whether it's Starbucks or whatever, except that room's not big enough anymore, not for you. What happens?
Well, I mean, for the most part, it looks like, you know, most any other mixer or networking event. We're
right.
standing around, we're talking, except the composition of the people in the room look a little different than yes. most other networking events in Sedona. That's how Omar and I came up with this idea, mm-hmm. by the way, going to a lot of networking events and looking at each other, like, where are all the other people like us? Mm-hmm. He and I always get up and say a few words. We've had, like I said, a number of guest speakers.
There you go.
There may be a guest speaker who will talk for 20 or 30 minutes about an issue of importance to us. We'll have a dialogue back about it, and then we'll get back to socializing and getting to know each other better, basically. So they're usually about 2 hours. Often people linger on a little bit afterwards.
Okay.
What sort of people are they? Your members, are they professionals? Do they have their own business? I guess they're not mostly retired because they're your age group. Is there a profile?
I would say primarily professionals, entrepreneurs, primarily.
Yeah. I mean, if it helps, our board members include, in addition to Omar and myself, Andrew Baylor from State Farm Insurance, Andrea Christel from Sedona Philosophy Experience, Heather Titus from the Sedona Yoga Festival, Tiffany Nguyen from the Superhero Academy, Josh Valakaitis, who owns Tenderheart Cookies and co-runs the Synergy Co-op Kitchen in Sedona, Darren Dinsmore, who runs a company called Crowdbright and a place called Tiny Camp, which is a sustainable tiny house village in the canyon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So
this is your board.
That's our board.
Okay, that's very good.
And we, you know, we've got support from lots of other people. And Kathleen Ventura as well, who I mentioned earlier, who owns Sedona Compost. And, you know, it's sort of reflective of our membership. Again, it's people who own businesses here, own real estate here, people who are employees in businesses. I mean, we don't want to discourage anyone from joining.
Well, Marcia, I want to talk a little bit about you first and then Omar. But so we're talking, the name of your place is Mantra. It has something to do with marketing. So Marcy Taylor, on her business card, says Mantra Sedona. What does it mean?
So locally, I have a marketing agency. I help people with strategy, branding, marketing, social media, PR. I also work nationally with professional services firms and high growth companies on strategy, management, and marketing issues.
Oh.
So I started out as a practicing attorney and have done a lot in the legal industry. So I can't seem to get away from the lawyers and law firms for whatever reason. So they make up quite a large part of my clientele. But right. I've also done work for a number of companies locally.
We had a lawyer on the show 2 weeks ago. He's a big supporter of the show, Jim Ledbetter, Ledbetter Law in Cottonwood.
Where'd you go to law school?
I went to a small school in Pennsylvania called Widener University School of Law.
Well, thank you. Omar Kenny.
Yes.
It says on your card here, Bay Equity, something that I can't read because I'm old and I...
Bay Equity Home Loans.
That's it.
And so I'm a residential mortgage lender, 24 years in the mortgage industry.
Which
is in my entire adult life.
Yeah.
And I am the branch manager and the senior loan officer here in Sedona. My office is in the collective in the Village of Oak Creek. So I'm actually a villager, but they put up with me anyways.
Yeah, we're sort of...
Yeah.
We don't care so much anymore, but when it gets to city council things, they seem to care a little bit.
As Sedona goes, so goes the village.
There you go.
How about that?
There you go.
And, you know, I spend most of my time turning tourists into full-time residents.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My primary occupation.
Yeah. You're the one.
I'm the problem.
Yes. Well, like I said, when I came in 72, it was a lot of pouring coffee, a lot of pulling weeds while I went to school, in my case, and became a school teacher. But, and then just never left the area. I taught around here for the rest of my time.
Wife is a self-employed as a esthetician, so she owns her own spa, also in the village. But, you know, another thing that I'd like to say about Sedona XYZ and make sure this is a point is that we have long-term plans to be in Sedona. And so we want to start engaging in a way that's useful.
Yeah, that does matter because for every three people that came to Sedona, two left.
Yeah. And that's still probably the case.
Yeah.
But that's not my case. That's not Marcy's case.
Yeah.
Just to plug his wife's business, it's Sedona Skin and Wax Studio.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Heidi.
That's right. He'll be able to go home now. You forgot. Anyway.
No, but that's one of the issues, right? So to me, Sedona has a branding problem.
Okay.
I think Sedona does an amazing job branding itself for tourism. Amazing. I think the Chamber does a terrific job. Michelle Conway and her team in the marketing department do an amazing job. But there's nobody marketing Sedona for residents. And to the extent that Sedona has a reputation, it's known as a community for wealthy, retired, white people, and woo-woos.
Yep.
And what?
Woo-woos.
Woo-woos.
What are woo-woos?
New agey, spiritual type people.
We've defined it.
Who we love.
Yeah, okay.
Democratic perspective.
We love. And the spiritual nature and consciousness of the community is one of the reasons I came here. I think it's something that draws a lot of people, including those CEOs and COOs.
I agree.
You know, I think that there's some... They have some state of consciousness, and that's part of their decision to come here when they can go anywhere. But, you know, if all we're known as those two things, we're never going to get more Omars to come here. We're never going to get more Brock Delinskys to come here. You know, there's some sort of critical mass that we need. So we have to figure out, I think, how to use some of the dollars that we have to market the city, to market it as a place where people like us want to come and live.
That's true. The other phenomenon that I noticed in the time that I've lived here is that there are a lot of people that they're here, but they're not here. You know, their attention, their livelihood, in some cases their family, exist someplace else, and they're in and out of town. They're not here long enough to get involved, to know who's who and what's what, or go to a city council meeting unless it directly impacts some business that they're doing. And for a long time, Sedona, that was, you know, people telecommuting, they're doing all sorts of things, and it happened here in Sedona as early as it happened anywhere. I'm talking about telecommuting, you know, doing things, showing up in L.A. once a month, but the rest of the time you did your business from Cottonwood, from where do I live, Sedona, and yeah, so that it'd be great to to get those people that, that want to be a part of the community and find out and be politically involved. And just, as you said, more aware. Certainly, we have the same mission, Democratic Perspective. And believe it or not, this is kind of a middle-of-the-road show. This is, you know, if Klaus and Steve, my co-host, would turn me loose, it would be just as angry, mean as any right-wing thing that, that you could find. But they, much more reasonable and sober men, I may add. And so we're kind of a middle-of-the-road thing, and but have the same goals. It's kind of just... We just got so tired of the lies, of the half-truths, and felt like, well, we got to do something about that. So I like to feel like that was the same motivation for your... now, do you have like a traditional structure?
We don't. And it's, you know, not for lack of trying or wanting to. We just all have full-time jobs, and many of us have families, and so we're not officially organized as a 501c3 or anything yet. We don't collect any dues. Everything's all volunteer, so we haven't really had to do that yet.
Right.
So it's pretty loose.
That's a comfortable space right now, I think.
That is. Actually.
How long have you guys been in existence?
Since last spring, basically.
Okay.
Right, and your goal is to market Sedona as something other than justification spot. Have you started to do that, or if not, how do you think you might go about that?
Well, that's not a function that our group is going to take on, but it's, you know, officially, but it's something that I think needs to happen, and I think. You know, just by bringing us together and having a presence on social media and getting the word out to our friends and family elsewhere that this is a place where this is happening and there is some energy and there is some youth is a start.
This is a long-term organization. I mean, it's our intent for this to continue on. And getting everything done all at the same time is, I mean,
so I can join Sedona XYZ.
Sure.
All right. And how do you, and is there a mechanism for the, you know, some people like to dominate groups like this, like everything. And we don't always, you know, yes, you can see where I'm going, or I'm having a little trouble saying it the way I want. But and maybe this is just one of those inherent human issues that we deal with on a case by case basis. But suppose I showed up as the angry boomer. What are you going to do with me?
I mean, I think you're going to be outnumbered.
Okay.
First of all, I mean, that's why we're not trying to take over a Rotary Club.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay. I mean, we could do that probably. We could get 40 people up to Rotary.
Right.
We could probably overtake one. So, you know, I think we are a little different than your average boomer.
Right.
I don't think that this is, you know, again, we have people in the group that are strong personalities that do have divergent political views. They're outnumbered. They're outnumbered with people that want to be reasonable, that want to be informed, and that care about their community, that have long-term plans to be here. It's, you know, could somebody come in and take over? I suppose. Would Marcy let them? I doubt it.
All right.
She's tougher than she looks.
So. Diversity is important. It's on you, but it's one of the things that you're concerned about.
I mean, even in our group, I think I'm most of the diversity in the group.
No, we have another diverse person on our board.
There's two of us.
I see. Okay. Well, that's got counts.
Omar and I bring his kids and my daughter. We have more diversity.
There you go. I got a couple of brown kids. Yeah. The sustainability, innovation, and community, third Wednesdays.
Yep.
We're talking to Omar Kenny. We're talking to Marcy Taylor. Marcy, you have an interesting middle name, and not that I want to dwell on that, but do you use it just because Marcy Taylor is so common?
No, I use it because that was my maiden name, and that's okay. how a lot of people knew me. Krufka.
Okay.
That's how a lot of people knew me professionally.
I see.
Good. So I just can't seem to get rid of it.
That's okay. There
so, well, let me ask a question that's not meant to be provocative. Besides having meetings and discussing things, is there anything that you've concretely accomplished or seeking to accomplish that's, you know, near fruition? Or is it really just discussing and changing people's mind or waking them up?
Well, I mean, the first thing that we've done concrete is that we've put 30 to 50 under 50-year-olds in the same room in Sedona once a month for since the spring. And I would expect that that's never happened in Sedona.
That's true. That's true.
Until now.
Yeah, I would say we had the mayoral and council candidate forum, and we asked them about questions on the issues that we talked about that are important to us. And I think we got them thinking about those issues, maybe where they hadn't before, and I heard them continue to come up in other conversations. So I felt that that was an accomplishment. We do have a presence at City Council, and we do speak on things that are important to us. And Kathleen Ventura has kindly agreed to take on the position of being the our liaison with council. So we anticipate having more of a presence going forward. Like I said, we did make an official comment in writing and orally about the land use and zoning code. What we're working on now is there are a couple of other groups in the city, the Verde Valley Cyclist Coalition, the Red Rock Trail Fund, us, and some others are going to ask that the city create a master plan for a pedestrian and bicycle path around the city. That's our first initiative. Going into 2019, we think that that's important to a lot of our members. Again, we have diverging opinions about it, but on balance, we all think that that would be a good thing for us and for our children. And that's all we have on the agenda right now. We're putting together our plan for next year. We have people that we would like to come and speak. We have people who have come to us and asked to come speak. So we will have, you know, people from our local government. We have a gentleman who's an entrepreneur, who is a CEO of a global company who runs it from his home in Sedona. You know, it'll be quite a wide variety. We want to talk to people about the schools. We'd like to invite some people to come and tell us what's going on with the school situation, because we can't even think of recruiting more people in our generations to live here until we figure out how to fix the schools in the community. So
it's a gentleman named Dick Foreman, CEO of the Arizona Business and School Coalition down in Phoenix. You can look it up. Dick Foreman, Arizona Business and School Education Coalition. And he says he's tired of us. Believe it or not, he was in Beaver Creek for a conference last year. And that he's what he hears is exactly what you're saying. He's tired of Arizona CEOs and operating people hearing from their candidates that they're not coming here. My wife or my husband won't let me move to Arizona because your education stinks.
At 49th place is an unacceptable placement.
It doesn't take a PhD to look up Arizona's stellar education record at this point in history anyway. And I taught, of course, during the golden age of Arizona education, but I left high school in 2004.
And somewhat of an outsider, I'm surprised to hear that, because you'd think of Sedona as a collection of largely or mainly intellectuals. I'm surprised to hear that the schools wouldn't reflect that.
Well, it all has to do with money and
engagement and priorities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, I think we don't necessarily have the kind of support from the state that we'd like to have. So we're Sedona XYZ, and going back to what we were talking about, having that and just having it exist, having this organization, having this access, if you want to this collective this particular group is, and having a voice from this particular group. So if you go to a council meeting, or you go to a League of Women Voters meeting, for that matter, mm-hmm. or many, many others, and have spokesmen, that's huge. And certainly it got my attention. I'm going to sit up and listen, because this is the demographic that, at least politically, that you're interested in, and has this, you know, you have this sort of the question mark that hangs over your mm-hmm. Your head, saying, well, you know, give us more. Mm-hmm. What, you know, what can we do?
Well, I mean, we're next, and we're coming.
We're next.
You know,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have. You just have to wait. We'll be there. If you'll just let go for just a minute, maybe we can drive.
Well, most of the decisions that are being made on a daily basis about the city and the region impact us way more than they impact the people that are making the decisions.
That's a good
for
point.
The most
yeah.
part. So, what can you do? You can engage with us. Thank you for inviting us here today.
I'm going to propose right here on the air right now, Marcy, yeah. that and Omar, that, you know, as long as this show continues, we would like to have one of your representatives once a month. You know, I said this in private, now I'm saying it in public. So I want you guys, we're looking forward to, I'm asking these guys on the air to have somebody here once a month to represent, as the kids say.
Just remember, I mean, you're going to get a wide variety of thoughts and people and process, because this is not a homogenous crew.
Well, you call yourselves a thought leadership group.
Yeah.
For
mm-hmm.
Sedona, and Democratic Perspective likes to think mm-hmm. That we're a thought leadership show. Certainly, Klaus keeps trying to make it that way. I try to lower the bar as much as I can into pure emotion. So, obviously, if you guys could get it together enough to have a rep come at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday mornings once a month, then we'll work out the day. But so... So I'm announcing a new segment here on Democratic Perspective while my co-host is out of town and while these people can't say no, that Sedona XYZ will have some things to say on Democratic Perspective. And we are going to talk about diversity. I think one of the first issues we want to talk about is your ideas on how to get brown people to vote, young brown people. Like I said, Yavapai County's numbers were the lowest in Arizona, among the lowest. And I had a Hispanic friend come up and say, hey, now since then, he has job and family considerations. We were going to start an organization. But anyway, Sedona XYZ, you can find them online. You can find them on Facebook.
Yep, SedonaXYZ.com, or SedonaXYZ is the name of the group on Facebook.
Okay.
We have a holiday party coming up on the 19th, so save the date. If you're interested in coming, hit us up there.
It's a good time. Holiday is a good time.
Sure. Get together, reflect. Look forward to the new year.
Say it again.
To get together, reflect, look forward to the new year.
Look forward. Mm-hmm. Omar Kenney is speaking here today, spoke here today from Bay Equity. Marcy Taylor from Mantra Sedona promoting their hour, Sedona XYZ. Those generations that have traditionally not been involved in politics, certainly. And we want to mention Democrats of the Red Rocks, one of our fine supporters. We want to thank them for helping keep Democratic Perspective on the air, Democrats of the Red Rocks. You can catch their breakfasts on the third Thursday over at Sedona, Old Sedona Grill. We got some really interesting guests coming this month. You can find this show and all our shows on vvid.org. Verde Valley Independent Democrats has a website, and you can find our shows there. Don't forget, you can find our shows on TuneIn also. Thanks, folks. See you next time.
Thank you.
You.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and our nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 a.m. news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.